It's a very important question because at the moment people are trying to buy into this idea that Israel is an apartheid state. At a recent conference in Durban, the World Conference Against Racism, I took a position which I'm sure many people don't agree with and perhaps don't support, and for obvious reasons. And that is the similarities between the apartheid regime and the Zionist regime. We all know that both of them were established in 1948. And a Spanish socialist revolutionary, in a work which has not yet been translated into English, actually says that the Zionist regime in Israel could not be established before the Jews got hold of the economy in South Africa. Now that's a very interesting observation. We also know that the first foreign head of government to visit the Zionist state of Israel was Dr. D.F. Malan, the first apartheid prime minister. So here are two indications of what is happening. Thirdly, the Israeli Air Force was established by a pilot from South Africa. Yuri Oren, a former ambassador from Israel to South Africa, had boasted on the 50th anniversary of the State of Israel that 28% of the soldiers who fought for the establishment of Israel came from South Africa. That means almost a third of those forces. Now obviously this indicates the cooperation. But in a book called The Unnatural Alliance, written by James Adams, it tabulates the particular relationships between the apartheid regime and the Zionist regime, including nuclear cooperation, etc., etc. So my observation is that both the Zionist regime and the apartheid regime were racist, based on statutory racism. They used the police, the courts of law, the judiciary, and the army to impose racism on its inhabitants. The second point is that both are chauvinistic. They believe that they are above all others. They are the superior group. The third common factor is that both the Zionist regime and the apartheid regime were expansionist in the political concept. They wanted to conquer the surrounding territories. South Africa's invasion of the surrounding areas, and of course the hold it had on Southwest Africa due to the mandate that was granted to it by the League of Nations. Then both are also colonialist entities, that these are not indigenous peoples who are controlling the territories and the government. And both are also imperialist outposts, and up to this day they remain imperialist outposts, South Africa as well as Israel, because they are implementing the policies of the superpowers which actually control their interest. But my submission is that the Zionist regime is worse than the apartheid regime for the following two reasons. That the Zionist regime claims that Jews are superior on the basis of biblical scripture, which is something the apartheid regime did not do. And secondly, they claim the land of Palestine on the basis of scripture, which is something the apartheid regime did not do with regards to South Africa. So that makes it a more serious issue. I think because of that, we must avoid saying that Israel is an apartheid state, because I know what the intention is. Because if we accept that idea, then it means that Israel, the Zionists and the Palestinians can resolve their differences like the differences in South Africa were resolved through the talks and reconciliation at Kempton Park and the World Trade Center. We have been shortchanged here in South Africa because the revolution was aborted. We still have 7 million squatters. We've got 8 million adults who are illiterate. We've got a primary healthcare system which does not work. 1 in 8 people in South Africa are infected with HIV. We've got an unemployment figure unofficially estimated at 40%. The official estimate is 26%. And we are still paying the apartheid debt, which at this point in time is 400 billion rand. And every year we pay between 48 and 50 billion rand just on the interest of the apartheid debt. And that millstone is going to hang around our necks for the rest of our lives. So I would advise the Palestinian people, please understand, if you make maximum sacrifices, make maximum demands.